And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. We've been talking watermelon on the break, huh? So we've got some recipes maybe for that. But you're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. Where'd we leave off, man?
Mushrooms.
Okay. We're talking with Shasta from the Old World Olive Company and giving you guys some ideas on the ways you can use oil and balsamics in your cooking.
Yes, absolutely. And you're making everybody hungry. We're happy to make you hungry because you can go to the Old World Olive Company's website and we'll give you that domain. But you can find a location near you and just go down there and try a bottle and tell them the Grilling Guys sent you. So
that and that, $17 will get you a bottle of oil.
That might get you a hat. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. And, of course, our website is thegrillinguys.com.
Right.
And we do save all of our old shows. So if you want to hear this one after the fact and find out if Randy was lying about something, you can just hear the recording.
Yeah, because we do record ahead of time. So. Yeah. Things that I may say may not have happened. Actually, yeah,
well, right? Speaking of things you might say, I need to just throw this in there because we were talking about one of our sponsors and how I ran into a friend of Corey and Shasta's up at Chase Creek. And it's the fellow from Antlers where your cottage is Canadian Lakes.
Right. Yep.
So I'm up there talking with the folks, Pat and Linda, and this fellow that's one of the principals there says, why don't you do a chili cook-off like in February? And I said, gosh, Pat and I have been talking about that for 2 years. So we, after another Tito's, I said, deal. We're doing it.
That guy's pretty influential, isn't he?
We're doing it. Yeah. You can have me for Tito's.
Right, yeah.
Well, it was Red Bull with it.
Right.
But so, Jop, yeah, we're going to do a chili cook-off in February.
Right. Well, yeah, well, mark that on your calendar if you're listening, because this is going to be an open competition. It's not going to be closed. We're going to want to, the more the merrier up there. If you've not been to Chase Creek Smokehouse, they got a beautiful patio out there, giant fire pit.
Yep, we're gonna
and
have
it'll
some,
be an excellent place to have a chili cook-off
outside.
Some
fun. Yeah.
And he's got a big log cabin type restaurant and kitchen there, so there'll be plenty of places to warm up, sit around the bar if you don't want to be outside, But mark your calendar. We'll nail it down on which weekend in February it'll be, but it's going to happen.
And it's in Chase, and that's about 5 miles west of the U.S. 131 and U.S. 10 intersection. They call that the crossroads. And it's just on the west end of Chase. It's off the strip about a block, and it's right on that old railroad trail that is now a really popular snowmobile trail.
Right.
So if you go up there in February, don't be surprised if there aren't 50 to 80 snowmobiles in the parking lot.
Right.
It's like a bulk of their traffic.
And a few guys making chili.
Pretty, yeah. So we're going to do that in February, and we're going to get more information. I'll be seeing those folks here shortly, and we're gonna get that on the calendar.
All right. So we chased that squirrel. Now let's get back to some oils and balsamics.
I just wanted to put it out there people start bugging Pat to get going on it.
Good enough. So, Shasta.
Yes.
What's next on the menu?
Well, are we still on vegetables and fruits?
Sure, why not?
Let's talk watermelon.
All right.
So watermelon is one of those fruits that you think you just cut up and you eat it, you know, outside, or you keep it in the fridge, take it out on the boat. Watermelon is something you can put on the grill. So if you just cut a watermelon open, however you want to slice, it's fine. But I kind of like when it comes to a little point, so it looks like a piece of pizza.
Right.
And, you know, throw it on the grill just a couple minutes either side so you get a little indentation on it.
Yeah, because it kind of blackens real quick.
It does.
You don't want to leave it on very long.
Yeah, it'll naturally kind of caramelize with the sugar.
The sugar burns.
Yes.
Yep.
So bring it off. You can throw some balsamic of your choice on. You could use fresh mint on it. You could throw basil, any sort of herb that you like.
You like mint, don't you?
You know, I am more of a basil fan, but mint is summer. Mint's right. just as
I
fresh.
I have mint growing all over my place.
Well, we should make some mojitos.
You should. Right. if you want that mint, if you want mint, please come to the pool because
come to the
we're
pool.
Pulling it. Yeah. We're pulling it.
So,
it's
you
invasive.
Know, and that's kind of a great tip because buying a watermelon, there's always more than you're going to eat.
Right.
I mean, I guess you can buy small ones, but when you buy the big
not
ones,
in my house.
Man, well, you know, if for Lisa and I, the two of us, you buy a watermelon, you got watermelon around for a week.
Right.
And by the end, it's kind of mushy. And yeah, I just, no.
You have to get the small seedless ones.
Right.
They're a lot easier to handle.
But, you know, the farm markets are loaded with them right now. And so you're right. There is, it's just something to do. Can you do the same thing, I'm assuming, with like cantaloupe or the green melon honeydews? I think that's what those are called. You know, they're
you
all,
sure can. So cantaloupe is an interesting fruit. You can do the same sort of concept that you did with the watermelon, but put a lemon oil on it when you pull it off. And ooh. Here goes mint again, Bob, but you could put mint on it, or you could do no mint.
Okay.
Throw some feta cheese on top.
Ooh.
Delicious.
There you go. Cantaloupe with lemon oil and feta cheese.
Lime oil.
Lime oil, that'd be good too.
And some
that's
feta
one of my
cheese.
Favorites. You're, man, I kill the lime oil on chicken wings. I love rubbing those things and oil on chicken wings. Yeah, we'll stop now.
Right?
But
that sounds like a fetish.
No, that's feta.
Feta. You should kill the chicken first.
That's feta cheese. Well, it's okay when they flop around a little. You know?
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, no, lime oil on chicken wings is great.
How about on cats?
We covered that. We covered that. That's two stations ago. We keep moving stations because you keep mentioning this.
Okay. Hey. Couple trips to Korea.
We're running out of friends, Bob, in
you
radio business.
You want to keep business. This station, Bob.
Okay. All right. Well, there's always the public radio.
Right, right. Yeah, but anyway, so romaine lettuce is a long, rectangular piece of lettuce. It's not round like a, you know, grills well is where I'm at. It's got four sides on it. You can roll it. And it works pretty well. Your oils and your vinegars on those, mix in a little blue cheese, maybe some like candied walnuts or something on top of that. Oh, those are
wonderful.
You can take that
anywhere.
Right. So do you want to grill the whole thing intact?
Yes.
And then quarter it lengthwise?
So you grill it intact. You can just drizzle the oil over top of the romaine, kind of get it inside the, you know, little leaves too. And then just put it on the grill, you know, move it along so it doesn't completely wilt and burn. You just get a nice char on it and then pull it off, cut the end where it's all attached together, cut that up and throw some whatever cheese. Blue cheese is awesome with it. Feta, again, you could use gorgonzola.
Right. Just a white. Oh, man, that's one of my favorite salads.
Mm-hmm.
It just
delicious.
Screams summer to me. And you can dice up your little grape tomatoes or whatever
chop,
it may be.
And you chop up a little bit of bacon.
Yeah.
You could take it that direction if you wanted it to be a little unhealthier.
Well, it's
bacon.
Great. It's
bacon's
great.
It's great. What are you talking about?
It's great with some bacon bites on it.
Yeah, it is. It is delicious.
Bacon bites. If you're going to have bacon, have bacon. Don't
have
put bacon bites on it.
Well, you know what
there.
I mean. Some nice crispy bacon chopped up.
Yeah.
Be delicious.
Real bacon, though. Not the crunchy stuff that comes in a cereal box. I don't want any of that. But anyway.
I don't know anybody that buys that stuff.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station.
Please,
so
God,
we appreciate you listening. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man laws. A man is allowed to scream when he's caught off guard and bitten by a large deadly snake.
Right. Those are the two times?
Yep.
All right, man. We'll live with that. Man law.
I didn't write
Word
it.
Word up. Yeah, exactly. Shasta, tell us again where the stores are located.
Yes, we've got a downtown Rockford location, Monroe Center, 108 Monroe Center, the downtown market, and in Plymouth.
Right, so three of them in West Michigan and one of them down in the Plymouth area.
Yep.
And you've got experienced staff at all of those that can help people with their choices. I know that you have recipes.
We sure
there
do.
That you give away, little recipe cards if people are looking for something cool to do, right?
Yep. If you have product at home and you're not sure what to do with it, give us a call. You can also jump on the website or you can swing into the stores. We are open. We ask that you wear a mask, but we are
everybody
open
does.
And come on in and we can help you use that product up.
So any new products?
We sure do. We are so excited. We have a new pasta line, which is in the Rockford store as of today. Next week, it will be in all locations, and it is delicious. It's a tomato basil, chipotle, black pepper, all sorts of really fun flavors that are absolutely delicious.
So now you'll be Shasta pasta.
Shasta pasta.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but this is uncooked pasta that you can buy and take home, and then you'll have recipe cards to go with what, you know, oils and balsamics you want to go with that.
Yeah, there's some suggestions with it. The pasta itself is so delicious. It's handmade. It's made from the Italian concept of how that pasta is made, and it is absolutely delicious.
And it's made in Michigan, I heard.
Made in Michigan.
And that's awesome.
Yes.
So we all love supporting Michigan businesses and made in Michigan products. That's great, man. So, Barbecue Bob, we've come to the end of another show. It's all good stuff,
well,
man.
It's that time of year to enjoy the outdoors because my leaves are turning. My sassafras and hickory trees they're dropping leaves. It's weird. So I think, I don't know if that means we're going to get a really cold year or if it's been so hot recently.
Well, it's been hot and dry where we are, and I think that combination doesn't help the plants.
But I got a ton of acorns, too, so I just have a feeling we're going to be in for a heavy winter.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
You think so? It's a beautiful summer, man.
The acorns are a good sign. If you got a lot of acorns, very often there's going to be a lot of snow.
Yeah. Well,
or really
good.
Cold.
That'll keep the squirrels happy and the deer.
Keeps the deer happy.
Right? Yeah? Okay, good. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in each and every weekend. We appreciate you guys. And get out in your neighborhood and create some grill envy. You got plenty of time yet this year to do that. So we'll talk with you next week.